From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Hundreds of Missouri state government employees have taken advantage of paid parental leave since Republican Governor Eric Greitens signed an order that provides the benefit to some executive branch employees so they can bond with a newborn or adopt a child. St. Louis Public Radio asked 12 state agencies how many employees had applied for paid leave. Information provided by those departments as of Friday afternoon showed that at least 580 state employees had applied. An order issued in March gave up to 6 weeks of additional paid leave to primary caregivers and 3 weeks to secondary caregivers. It applies to workers in the governor's office and all agencies controlled by one of his appointees. The Transportation Department also is offering the benefit, although it's not controlled by the governor. A team of Missouri firefighters is doing its part to help with water rescues and resident evacuations in Texas in the wake of the most powerful U.S. storm in over a decade. The Columbia Missourian reports Missouri Task Force 1 arrived in San Antonio late Friday night to aid Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. The task force joins at least 14 other state task forces and is made up of approximately 45 personnel total. The task force has been assisting Houston Fire Station Number 78. Task Force Leader Randy Sanders also announced that the team has evacuated nearly 170 people so far. Now that Missouri's minimum wage is back to $7.70 statewide, the Democratic mayors of both of the state's big cities are supporting a ballot measure to increase the wage to $12 an hour gradually by 2023. A Missouri law that went into effect yesterday prohibits local governments from approving minimum wages higher than the state's. The measure overturns a $10 wage in St. Louis that went into effect in May and nullifies voter approval of a $10 wage in Kansas City. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson was among several dozen supporters of a higher minimum wage who gathered yesterday for a rally and protest. Crewson says she'll be asking for signatures on a petition toward a November 2018 ballot measure. The effort, called Raise Up Missouri, requires 100,000 signatures by May. Kansas City Mayor Sly James said in a statement that he also supports the ballot initiative. Other supporters include Columbia Mayor Brian Treese. A Columbia man was sentenced to 25 years in prison yesterday for first-degree rape in connection with a May 2015 sexual assault on MU's campus. The Columbia Missourian reports in July a jury found Mohammed Mostafa guilty of rape and not guilty of one count of attempted sodomy, recommending a 25-year sentence. Boone County's assistant prosecuting attorney followed the jury's sentencing recommendation, noting that the assault had had a huge impact on the victim's life. Public defender Jeremy Pilkington is planning an immediate appeal. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.